John, you must be excited at the prospect of going to Toronto, flying out to Toronto tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. You know, it's a planning difficulty, shall we say, with regard to prepping the team. But it's one that we're having to contend with, and we're happy to contend with it. And obviously, it's a great challenge on the field of play because they are a Super League team in disguise. In all honesty, you know, some of the quality of players we've just been previewing them and putting clips together for the players, and you know, people like Bodine Thompson, Andy Ackers, Gareth O'Brien. They're absolute quality, you know, both centres. So wherever you look on their team, there's absolute quality there. And I think they've got the signing of the season in John Wilkin, who's made such a difference to how they play, and he's brought a sort of professionalism along with Brian McDermott to the culture. So they're formidable, and we know it'll be a heck of a test.
Just how tough is it going to be for you, John, on Saturday at Lamport Stadium?
Well, I mean, obviously we've just mentioned about the quality of their team, so that will make it tough. When you add to that, we're travelling over after the hectic period that we've had. That makes it equally as tough. But, you know, we knew what we were signing up to. We've signed up to it. We're happy to embrace it, and we'll see it as another challenge. And, you know, it'll be interesting to see where exactly we are once we've played Toronto, because that is the... It's 13 rounds into off 27, so with everybody else to play again, and Halifax at the Summer Bash, so it'll be a real time to sort of sit on the plane and have a chat with the coaching staff, reflect on how we've gone, and perhaps suggest one or two things to the players about what we should be seeking to do in the second half of the season.
It promises to be a great occasion. You've got Toronto, they've won the last six, Bradford have won the last seven, and everything comes to a head.
Yeah, it does, you know, but you just look, take it one game at a time. I mean, there's been that many games lately, Mick. I mean, it's a bit of a tumble dryer, as you mind, because you're prepping for one team, you're reviewing another team, you're trying to do individual work, you're going on the field of play. So it's been a real busy period, but you can handle it because it's been a very successful period as well. There isn't another team in any league who played Sunday, Friday, Monday, Sunday and won all four. Because even St. Helens, who won four, they played prior to the weekend, you know, and all the other teams who did that schedule, they've come up with at least one loss. So I'm really proud of what the players have turned up, and I think the fans should be as well, and they should acknowledge exactly the massive effort that they have put in, the medical staff have put in, the conditioning staff and the coaching staff have put in.
First half aside against Rochdale, what you've just said puts a lot of perspective on where the club's currently at.
Yeah, and I think, in all honesty, when you reflect on the Rochdale game, I've watched three games prior to that of Rochdale. That's the best they've played all season from my viewing of them. And they were good, that first half. But we did manage to grind them down, and then we did manage to play some great rugby league. So I think, yes, we can be hard on our own players, and I was hard on our players at half-time. But I also think you've got to acknowledge that, you know, when two horses are running, both horses are trying their best. And sometimes the other horse, they sort of shock you a little, and I think that may well be what Rochdale did. So, you know, I'm not going to be too, on reflection and on review, I'm not going to be too hard on the players because, as I say, it was our fourth game in 15 days, and it's a heck of an achievement, is that. And, you know, you look at it as well, there's only been eight of the players who've played in all four, so we feel as if we got it right with our selection rotation policy as well.
It's first time you've been out to Toronto with a side, John. Have you sought any advice off anyone?
Yeah, I think I've mentioned it before, Mick. I spoke to Elliot Keir at length when we were in the Wales camp, and he spoke about then. He said the first time they went as tourists. The second time they went out as a rugby league team aiming to beat Toronto. So I've taken that on board with Elliot, and we're certainly going with the second attitude.
Because obviously you have a young side, and, you know, perhaps when they're getting off the plane and they see the sights, you know, they've got to remain focused on, which is hopefully bringing 2 points back to Oddsall.
Yeah, you have to remain focused with regard to that. But there's also, you can't just be obsessive about it, because otherwise you'll be emotionally drained. So there's got to be an element of relaxation as well, and an element of embracing the occasion, because it is an occasion, and I want them to do that. And yes, they are mainly a young side, but they'll learn from this experience, they'll be better for it. So I'm really looking forward to it, and I certainly do believe that we can do ourselves a great deal of credit.
What's the team news ahead of this game? I know Ross Peltier has just got his visa. Matty Staughton only got his passport a couple of days ago, so...
Yeah, well, they've been having a scratch in his head, believe you me, because... You know, they aren't the most urgent with regard to paperwork, but, you know, Stuart Duffy's done a great job cajoling them along, shall we say, and we'll have virtually a full site to select from. There's just one of our players who won't be able to obtain the visa, and that's because we signed him late, Colton Roach. So, you know, a lot of those applications were in prior to Colton signing, so Colton won't be available. But apart from that, everybody else is. But obviously we've got long-term injuries and we've bumps and bruises as well. And so we'll take 19 out there and you'll see the 19-man squad announced on the Thursday.
And Thomas Doyle, what had done his...
Thomas is going, yes. Thomas is, I mean, you can't put a kid in and he makes his debut, wins man of the match, scores two tries and then tell him he ain't going, can you? So, no, he's going and he's earned it. You know, I think I was absolutely delighted for him. I'm sure everybody else who've got Bradford Bulls at heart was as well, because it's another local product and another good local product who looks as if he's got a great future in front of him.
Is this something that you're conscious of, John, building the side with local homegrown products?
Yeah, because it means something. I mean, I was fortunate in my play. I only played for one club during my career. I played for Castleford, and the reason I wanted to play for Castleford is because I was born down Weldon Road. I was born inside to the ground, and I used to go watch them train when I was a kid. And you know, I was that kid. I was always a pest, I think, to the players. But I did the scoreboard there, so I just wanted to play for Castleford, and it wasn't a matter of money type of thing. It was a matter of who I wanted to play for. And I think if you're the local lad, you've got a great affinity with your local team. And there's certainly a great deal of Bradford lads in our team who've got a great deal of affinity and heart. And I think that may well, you know, be part of it, Mick, where they show such great spirits and this never-say-die spirit that's developed. I think in part it's down to that love of the club from local lads.
And I think it's fair to say, John, you probably get an extra 10, 15, 20% more from those homegrown players.
Oh, you get that. I can tell you we get that when they're in the gym, when they're listening and contributing in team meetings, when they're out doing a bit of con work on the field, or whether we're doing structure and skills practice out there. So, yeah, they're tremendous. They're a real good bunch to work with, and it's a pleasure to be in and around them. And obviously things are going pretty well at the minute with regard to results and league positions.
I was talking to Ethan Ryan after the Rochdale game. I know he wasn't proactive in moving from the wing to fullback, but I think after talking to Ethan, interview him after the Rochdale game, I think he's really buying into that position, and he's really relishing in the challenge now. Are you picking up that same sort of vibe?
Yeah, I am. I think he's done a great job. You know, he's certainly added something to us. And I also think, you know, I'm going to sit down and have a chat with Brandon Pickersgill about where I see him in the future. And he might not be, you know, looking at a full-back slot. He might be trying to put his hand up and playing as a half-back. But that's something that I'm going to sit down with Brandon and chat about and see where we can go forward. Because I still rate him very highly as well. So we're just fortunate, I think, to have such a big squad and such a squad of high quality as well.
And John, we're here at Tong. Joe Keyes, he's resumed light training. How's Joe progressing?
We've done an 8-week return to play programme for Joe, and this is now week 3. So, and he's progressing okay. He'll be going outside doing some skills work on the field with the team. No contact whatsoever as of yet, but that becomes in week 6 and week 7. So at the minute he's on course for our 8-week return to play protocol.
And I believe Jai Hitchcox is currently ahead of schedule as well.
He is, yes, he is, but we're not going to get anybody excited or anything like that. We're just going to keep our heads down and let Jai keep working on his rehab and progressing with his strength training, so that when he is fit and ready and willing, he's able to perform very well indeed.
And Jaundice, finally, it's the 1st of May. A month is never going to define a rugby league season, but, you know, what a month this is going to be for the club. And it starts on Saturday against Toronto, a week on Saturday against Leeds in the Challenge Cup. Then you've got the Summer Bash, and then a big West Yorkshire derby against Featherstone at Post Office Road.
Yeah, and we're on TV, aren't we? Three of the four games are on TV, so it's magnificent May, isn't it, for the Bulls? And we've got to answer those challenges, of which they are considerable challenges. We've got to answer them in a positive manner with how well that we play.